Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless America. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Hang up here for a minute. Wow. Tell you, things are so different. I've caught myself doing things different. I've caught myself just reacting upon things that I thought I would never do. Little things. I was always one that when I'd be walking, and for close to 40 years I had a job over the Condominium Association. One of my tasks every day was go out and pick up the grounds. You go out early in the morning and walk around and pick up people's trash. I know some of the guys I work with, they complain, oh, look at this mess they made. And I said, boys, think of this. That is what I call job security right there. But walking around, you would always, and I had a keen eye for this, you'd always see a coin around somewhere. You ever walk around, you see a little coin over there, and, you know, I never picked it up and put it in my shoe if it was heads up or stuff like that, you know, but I would go and pick up those coins, you know, and all, I guess. And all this happens, and you've got Corona, and I see a coin, and I'm like, I don't know if I can pick it up or not. You know, am I going to get it with this penny down here? Or, you know, I'm unsure. It's so funny how your mind will do things to you. I cough. Then I think I got to go take my temperature over here. I'm like, oh my goodness. Everything possibly they could have, every ache and pain, I start thinking about things and what it could be. And oh my goodness, how things. Now, I know I'm preaching to myself, and none of you have ever thought of this thing. Uh-huh, yeah, I know. But it's amazing how easy it is for you to allow your mind to start to think negative, to think the worst, to think the worst. I know when we had our break from here, services within church, and now we're open back up. We've got every other pew blocked off. We're doing our social distancing. Some of our folks are wearing masks. Praise God for that. Some are not. You know, you have to feel comfortable, and you have to feel that you are doing what God wants you to do in the situations. But trust me, folks, over the last 4 months, I've had more opinions about what I should be doing and shouldn't be doing in church. And you should do this, Charlie, and you should do that, and maybe you shouldn't do this. And maybe, I love all the information that I have gotten. I just love it. And probably I've gotten things wrong, you know, probably I've done things and made improper choices, but it was not because of the intention of my heart. Because I tell you, today when I saw folks that I haven't seen in God's house in a bit, it just warmed my heart to see them again. And I love coming into God's house, and I love worshiping together. I believe that it is essential. Amen. 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 So today, to kind of go against all these negative things and what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that and what's wrong, I'm going to try to tell you what I feel is what is right with church. Now, I'm not just talking about this church here. I'm talking about churches across America. I'm talking about churches that believe in Jesus Christ as a personal Savior.
I know you're not used to adjusting that, but...
Well, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. For those shorter folks, we have to...
Okay, is that better? Good. Yeah, like, am I turned the right way here? Nope. Like, I'm turned the right way here. I'm going to try to say and share what God has laid upon my heart about what is right with church. First of all, as we read in our scripture today, for no other foundation can anyone lay than it is laid, which is Jesus Christ. What is right with the church? Is the church is built upon the right foundation. the church is built upon Jesus Christ. There's no other foundation. You know, if you're building a building, you need a foundation. If you're starting anything, you have to begin with that plan of having a good, solid foundation. And I am here to tell you that there has never been a foundation. Anything has been built upon through the history of time that is like God's church, because that foundation is built upon Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Secondly, the church, I believe, has the right doctrine. Now, people ask me, and they want to get into, you know, what is doctrine? What do you believe? You know, doctrine is nothing more than simply what you believe. It is simply what you believe. And I'm here to tell you that I thank God that here at Mount Calvary, if Miss Ruby was here today, I know she would have been walking out of that room coming down, and they would have spent 45 minutes to an hour understanding better the Word of God. Because that's where the foundation is. The foundation is built upon the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, over in 2 Timothy, I believe it is, the 4th chapter, and goes, three simple words. He told Timothy, preach the Word. That's what his instruction was, to preach the Word. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. I know that's very shocking to you. I work on this hair color almost every time before I come to church on a Sunday morning, and I do it by simply throwing a comb through it. But I know, I read a statement some years ago, and it kind of stuck with me. There's a coach of UCLA, John Wooden. And he said, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Okay? He said, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. And I'm here to tell you, I've been around churches a long time. I was counting up the years, and it is almost 50 years that I walked down the altar next door at Calvary Road Baptist Church and gave my heart to Jesus. 50 years. But this phrase sticks out to me more now than ever. It's what you learn after you think you know it all that really counts. I never thought we would go through a time like we have been through. I never thought we would face challenges within the church that we have gone through. But I know that the church is built upon the foundation. It is built upon the doctrine of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Timothy, preach the Word. The church has the right foundation, it has the right doctrine, and I believe the church has the right purpose. Matthew 28, go ye therefore, into all, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is our purpose. When I hear people who are sick and they are hurting, it's amazing to me how my phone with those texts that just start popping out there. Somebody's in the hospital. Somebody's going through a challenge. And people just simply rally around and start to pray and lift up individuals. I'm so moved. I brought you a little reading here, a little statement. This is from Andrew Murray. Wrote this. It was a book that he wrote called With Christ in the School of Prayer. And I just want to read it to you. It reads, it is when the answer to prayer does not come, and the promise that we are most firmly trusting appears to be of non-effect, that the trial of faith more precious than gold, takes place. It is in this trial that the faith that has embraced the promise is purified and strengthened and prepared in personal holy fellowship with the living God and to see the glory of God. I don't understand why God doesn't answer every prayer the way that I would like for him to answer. But I know that I stand forth in front of you believing totally in faith that God still answers prayer. I don't get everything I want. Some of you should be saying amen out there. Because I know that you haven't gotten everything that you wanted. I know there are challenges that you face in your day-to-day life. And you ask questions, why? But I also know that especially during this time of COVID, this during time of challenges, these times of not understanding, getting all kind of information, I know that this also has been a time when people have grown closer to God. I believe it. I know it. The church is built on a wonderful foundation. The church has a wonderful doctrine because it's Christ and Him crucified. The church has the right purpose to go into all the nations and spread this good news. And best of all, church has got the right reward. I read the end of the book. We win. Did that. It says in Revelations, I shall behold his face. I shall see him. I shall behold his face. You know, people are asking a lot of questions out there. A lot of things going around, a lot of challenges, a lot of, wow. I believe it is an opportunity for we as Christians to speak up for what we believe. Don't hit them over the head. Trust me, every time they turn on a radio or television, watch something, they've been hit over the head. Trust me, ain't no time. Show them that you love them. President Jimmy Carter one time said, he made this statement. He said, there are only really two loves that you have to have in your life. There are only two loves that you have to have in your life. He said, number one is to love God. And he said, number two is to love the person right in front of you at any particular time. Only two loves that you need, to love God and love any person right in front of you at that particular time. You know, there are things that you hear and they touch you. Folks, there's love in this building. But the love that's within this building extends out when those doors open at the end of the service. And boy, I can tell because I never see so many smiling faces when people are walking out, leaving today, saying, well, that was good. I don't know if they're telling me the truth or not, but they're on their way out and they don't have to listen to me anymore. But I know that they are taking something of what they felt within these walls today. Whether it's a song that says, God bless America again. Whether it's the fact that I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Or the thought within my heart of hearts of how it is to be upon eagle's wings. It's something that you have to take with you. It's a way to go out into a world that can be harsh, that can be cold, and to bring light because you love God and He wants you to love each one in front of you at any particular time. Next week, we're going to come into God's house. We're going to do things a little differently. We're going to have a concert. We haven't One of the things that I know personally, I miss so much here at Mount Calvary. We're always so blessed to have these concerts once a month. Groups would come in, and I've been in contact with just about every group. And the thing that challenged my heart the most is that I was praying and asking God, God, what should we do? I know we're going to have to hold up on concerts like this. And it's amazing to me that those guys that come and sing, they were sending me texts to check and see how I was doing. I must look a lot older to some people than I really look to you. And I was just amazed how these men of God, these guys that have dedicated their life to spreading the gospel through song, they would kind of check on an old preacher boy. So next week we're going to clear the things up here. We're going to do our social distancing. Hattie says she doesn't want to be near any of us. So we're going to scatter out here and we're going to sing you about 45 minutes to an hour of just music. After that, I know Brother Matt's going to be taking one of his trips there to kind of continue on his journey on his life's calling. So he'll be gone about a month. And this is kind of our little send-off over there. And we're going to send him out here singing. And it's special for me because it's hard for me sometimes to sing some of these songs without a tear starting to form in the corner of my eye. So you come on out next week and we'll still be scattered out each other pew and wash your hands and brush your teeth and whatever you got to do on a Sunday morning. If you wait till Sunday to brush your teeth, go ahead. But come on out into God's house and to be a part of a simple time to lift praise unto his name. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've given us such a warm spirit today. We thank you for those that took part in the service, for the singers that sang from the heart today, God. We thank you for the many prayer requests that we heard, for those that simply needed a touch from you, and especially those, even if they are in a hospital right now, they still want to bring another one up for prayer. God, we thank you for that. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, and God, instill in us a love one for another. Let us show that we love you, God, with our heart, mind, and soul. And the way we do that is by showing love to our neighbor. So challenge us, God, and be your will. Bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. Sing along with me. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood.